grain futures. We are mixed. We are higher on the corn and the wheat, on the corn and the soybeans, while the wheat market is struggling after the recent strength that they had received. The the Kerch Bridge area, the passway through the Azov Sea, still restricted, but movement is not a concern at the moment, it seems, because first off, the Russian grain harvest is just getting underway. The wheat is not being loaded at this time and being headed straight into the area for exit. And so with that, they've got a week to 10 days to let this all resolve, with Ukraine launching many strikes onto ships that try to go into the Azov Sea and come towards the Kerch Bridge. And so this is causing selling in the wheat for today, while corn and soybeans are higher. You know, a threatening forecast is in place, mostly for the Western Corn Belt. The Eastern Corn Belt is fine, and Iowa has a good charge of moisture, so many think that this heat this week can be somewhat avoided during pollination. But something to kind of keep in mind, as you know, the USDA does count its roosters before the eggs are hatched. So since they can do that, we can go look at the cracked eggs. Well, last week's report from the USDA showed old crop carryout getting lowered by 125 million bushels. Of course, that went straight over into new crop because they increased feeding. You know, these big, heavy steers we have out there, they go through a lot of groceries when they get to that last extra 150 pounds of overweight feeding. As that burned our corn usage down, burned corn. I'm getting that wrong, but nonetheless, you know what I'm getting at. We're going through more corn. And the USDA has failed to acknowledge our strong export pace, that they're going to have to likely increase exports by another 50 million bushels. That means our carryout goes down by a like amount. And they're starting out our new crop demand by a laughable lower 350 million bushels. Why and how? Corn is still cheap. We're the prominent provider of corn to the world, especially Mexico. Why would they do that? Other than to keep us from panicking, because the carryout is probably a lot lower for new crop than what we're willing to admit. Currently stands at 1.79 billion bushels. We could easily be 1.5 billion bushels real fast. And keep in mind, last year's record crop that we believe is 7 bushels to the acre. If you take last year out, your 10-year average is something like 174.8 bushels to the acre. If you leave it in, our 10-year average is 176 bushels to acre. So how does the USDA get 183 bushels for trendline yield? Well, it's a plot. You put it on the chart, and we've been very aggressively higher every year because of agronomics, genetics, management had kept us on a fast track to the upside, which we couldn't do for 9 years. Then last year we did beat trendline, and now this year trendline's 183. But what if North Dakota, South Dakota, Western Minnesota, Western Iowa, Nebraska come up short here on big yields? Because last year it was a cool, wet summer. We're not in the Western Plains. That could easily tug us down to 181 bushel to the average national yield, which, by the way, would be a problem. Because then it would definitely carry our put the end carry out probably in that 1.5 billion bushel area. Well, what does that mean? That means new crop corn at $5 a bushel. That's why we're higher today and not too far away from that. Just keep in mind, June 30th, they were trading new crop corn at 425. Well, now here's December corn today, up 3.25, 464 and a quarter. High was 469.5 overnight. The 200-day moving average up near 466.5. So a close above that would definitely be technically a positive on the charts if that can occur. So we'll see where we're at when we get there. Also bear in mind, Europe burnt up. They're going to be buying corn from us. That's going to be in our future here in the not-too-distant timeline. So currently, corn, September, up 2.5 cents, 442. December, up 3.25, 464 and a quarter. Soybeans have been over $12 last night and today because soybean oil is exploding, well over $71 on the December contract. Crude oil up over $5 a barrel as President Trump has become the guardian of the Strait of Hormuz now. Concerns that there's going to be issues with Iran getting more aggressive now, and the fight is on over there. So the beans are being supported by that soybean oil as well, up $2.35 a pound on the December contract, $71.33. This has November beans at $11.98, up 7.25. The August beans are up 8.75 cents at $12.50. Wheat, softer. We're down 5 cents on September, $6.35 and a quarter. Kansas, September, off 10 cents, $6.66 and a quarter. Wheat for Minneapolis, September unchanged, 652 and a half. December unchanged, 674 and a quarter as we cook the wheat at a not a very good time. Over in the livestock futures, we're getting a bounce today. We have seen an improvement in the cash outlook. The feeder index up $2.10 at 372.52, but the choice box beef off 259, select down 34 cents. The board has August cattle. If we close down on the day, it'll be 11 lower closes in a row. 235.12 last, down just 7 cents, while October's up 57 cents. 231.17, December up 65 cents. 230.92. Feeder cattle, August up $1.07, 355.67, but that is $3 off the high of the day. September silver up 92 cents, 351.95. October up 60 cents, 357.95. Not a good showing in this cattle market given the decline that they've seen. Bounces just don't seem to amount to much. On the hog futures, August contract down 85 cents, 98.15. October off 82 cents, 84.25. Gold and silver sharply lower as the dollar's back over 101. We're at 101.06, up 30 cents. That puts gold August down $108 an ounce, $4,005. Silver September down $2.23, $57.93. Crude oil on the highs of the day up $5.18 a barrel, $76.59. This has taken out last week's high. Gasoline for August up 15 cents a gallon, $3.13.5. Diesel fuel up 25¾ cents. We're at $3.81¼. Any questions? You can find us at heartlandinvest.com. Thanks for listening and have a profitable day.